Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Omud Beis. We're the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Shin Beis, and we're at Sif Zayin. And we are discussing over here the halachos of folding up clothing and wiping off dirt from clothing. The Mechaber starts, and he says, Tit Shal Bigdo, if you have mud that's on your clothing, you are allowed to go and rub it from the inside, not the side that has the mud on it, the outside has the mud on it, but you can rub it from the inside, because it doesn't appear in this way that you're doing it to go and whiten the garment. However, you can't do it from the external surface, from the outer side, which has the mud on it, because that looks too much like you're going to whiten it, you're going to clean it over here, which is, of course, forbidden. He points out as well, you can go and scrape it off with your fingernail. You can rub it with your fingernail, and that would be acceptable as well. Then the Mechaber brings down, in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Rabbeinu Peretz, based upon Tosfos, that this is only referring to when it's moist, when it's less a moisture to the mud. But if it's dried on, caked on mud, then usser, then it's forbidden to go and wipe it off with any of the ways that we just said, the havi tochen, because then you have an additional problem of tchina, of grinding on Shabbos, which is a separate malacha. Now, there's a lot that we just said over here, which will take up most of today's shir, and now we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah to explain this further. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Lamed Aleph explains, we're talking that the mud is on your clothing. Vein chiluk b'chol zeh, there's no difference over here. Vein meshi, what doesn't make a difference what type of garment you're talking about, whether it's a silk garment, lepisht on a linen flax garment, or tzemer, or a woolen garment. I should point out that the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Titch Al Bigdo points out that this is not according to everybody. He says that which the Mishnah Berurah said that in Chiluk, that's Kain Hichriya Habach, the Gama Morgan Avram. That's according to the Bach and the Morgan Avram. Mi Distama Shulchan Aruch, because the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention specifications over here in terms of the Begadim, V'lo Yizkir Das HaShiboli Leket B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam Shuvah V'Beis Yosef, and none of this was mentioned by the Shiboli Leket, which brought this down in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And that way, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, brought this down in the Beis Yosef. So therefore, that's the reason over here that this is the Stam opinion. He discusses some other opinions, Ayin Shum, further in this Bir Halacha. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Beis explains that you're allowed to go in this first situation that we said when it's still moist, that you're allowed to go and wipe it from the inside, shake it or rub it from the inside, and not from the outside. Hainu, sha'oches ha-beged bifnim, you're holding the beged from the inner aspect of it, neged makom atit, opposite where the mud or the caked on material is, u'mashavshev zeh bezeh at shenofel atit, and you're rubbing it in a way that will cause the tit to fall off by the rubbing that you're doing. We said in yesterday's shiur that you're not allowed to go and do this with a sudar. You can't go and rub it with your fingers. And there we didn't make any distinction whether you're rubbing it on the inside or on the outside. There, the purpose was different. There, your purpose was to give it a shine of some sort, to brush it. Here, the sole purpose, the whole purpose over here is to get off the mud, so it's clear that you're not doing it for any other purpose. And you're not touching it directly. If you do it from the inside, it's not a problem. And this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, the Dami Limilabein, that this has the appearance over here of whitening if you do it on the outside. Avaloba Chutz, as the Mechaber said, the Dami Limilabein. Shemisyafte HaBeged Ayidezeh, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're making the Beged better. You're beautifying the Beged in this situation. However, but it's not an actual list of darais of malabin over here. They know say no love mine, because in order to be over malabin, you have to add water to it to clean it. And here you're just rubbing it, and therefore that's not a nisa darais, it would only be a nisa darabon. Sivkav Mamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Magarago Bitziporin, you're allowed to go and scrape it with your fingernail. Mibachotz, again, even on the outside you can do this. This isn't going to be a concern of libun over here, of cleaning it, of whitening it. And likewise, one could do this with the back of a knife, with the blunt part of a knife, that would also be acceptable. And he brings that from the Beis Yosef, it's even possible that with this situation over here, where there's no concern of mamachek, that you might even be able to do it with the sharp part of the knife as well. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Sharetzi and Osman Bey says, this is the opinion of the Magen Avram, who says, Afilu b'chudo, even with the sharp part of the knife, you'd be allowed to do this. The issue foot number 37 points out that there is no concern over here of tilt or muktzah in this setting. This was discussed as well in a previous year in Dir Shofut number 19, which we didn't go to in detail, but Ayin Sham, if you want to see our subject more, on page 172 in Dir Shofut number 19. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Lamed Hey, and he says, the Mechaber was talking about when it was moist, but we said if it was dried, Avol Yavesh, also then it's forbidden. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Bein Ligara, this is that you're not allowed to go scrape it off, Bein Lechaskes, or rub it off, Afilu Mibifnim, and you're not even allowed to do this on the inside if it's caked on and dried. Sifkat Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Havi Tochen, because here we're now introducing a new problem, and that is grinding, Techina. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, even though you have no intention of using this caked on mud for anything, so when you're scraping it off, even if you're grinding it, it's not something that you want to have that ground up mud, and therefore it's something that we call a malacha she'ena tzrich lagufa. You're doing the action, but you have no desire to have the benefit of that action. Nevertheless, al kopanim isura mia iko lukuliyama. There is an isur derabbanan over here, according to everybody. Furthermore, but if a non-Jewish person were to do this for you, it would be permissible. Now, there are two Dir Shofut footnotes over here that are important. Dir Shofut number 38, he brings down, now, we have a rule, there's certain Isurim on Shabbos, Bishul Achar Bishul, for example, Tchina Achar Tchina, that don't take effect the second time. Once you've already had the act done, let's say in a permissible fashion on Erev Shabbos, then you can't recook it on Shabbos and be over the Yisur Daraisa, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So we have a similar idea, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, if it was ground already up before Shabbos, so then you can't regrind it on Shabbos and be over the Yisur Daraisa. So even though we have that principle, we'll see this in Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, and this mud over here comes from pieces of crumbled dirt that became connected together as the mud. And therefore, you might have said it's already been tchinad, it already has had grinding done to it, so it can't have an issa derais of grinding again. Since this wasn't done by a human being, the mud and the dirt all clumped together over here on its own, so to say, and not via a human being. Therefore, there is a concern over here of tchina, even though it's, quote, tchina after tchina. And this is brought down by the Chazon Ish, Shelo Amru Shein Tochen Achar Tochen. The only time that we say you can't have Tochen after Tochen, that's only Bidovar Shehischaber Ayde Bnei Adam, if it was put together by a human being. Avolo Bidovar Shehischaber Me'ela, but not something which was put together, so to say, clumped together by itself. That's the Chazon Ish's opinion. Haktzos HaShulchan brings down, B'shem Sefer Tal Oros, She'ein Omrim Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. We don't have this principle of Ein Tochen after Tochen, Ela B'divrei Maichel, only for edible foods, Avalo B'shar Dvarim, but not for something that is inedible like the mud over here. And he brings down as well that there are other terutzim. You have to look in Rav Nissen Karlitz in the Chut Sheni for these terutzim. Then he brings down the imein zeh borer sheyovo lidei iser tochen. If it's not a psik reisha, if it's not an absolute that you're going to go and grind it by picking it off, kigon shelo yadua im yisporer hatidim lav, you may just lift it off in one clump and it's not going to necessarily crumble. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shemutu legaro mibifnim. Then you'd be allowed to go and rub it in a way that it will come off when you're rubbing it from the inside, that the outside mud will come off. That's according to everybody. L'choladeas, that would be permissible. Kimish eno miskaving letchon esatid, since you have no intention of doing the trina over here, and by definition, we've now said it's not a psik reisha, it's not a guarantee that it's going to come off, and therefore it would be permissible. Finally, he brings out an interesting question. What about cleaning a toilet? You have a nikoy aslas besakise, you have a toilet that's filthy from the excrement that's in it, and are you allowed to go and scrape it off? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that there is no concern of Isser over here, of Tchina, of Tochein. Kivin shalichluch nomas b'mayim v'holich liba, because it's going to be dissolved in water over here and go out the drain and go where the waste is being sent. So therefore, there is no concern over here of Tchina, of Tochein. The issue for number 39 brings down, why is there no concern over here if a non-Jewish person does it? The Mishnah Berurah had said, Ayde ein Yehudi Mutter. So he says, the reasoning is brought down the Shaar Tzion in Sifkot Mem Dalet. And he writes that this is a Malach HaShein HaTzrich L'Kufa, and therefore, it's something that's not needed. Umishum kavod habrios, because of human dignity, shelo yelech bebegin meluchlot, that the person shouldn't walk around with a muddy garment, hetiru lo shvus dishvus. They permitted it over here because it's only a derabbanan on a derabbanan, and therefore it is permitted because of this concept of kavod habrios. He brings that as well, shebemokum tzorich gadol, in extenuating circumstances for great need, and in such needs, such situations, you are allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do a melacha she'ena tzrich l'gufa. You have no real need for the actual action that he's doing, for the byproduct of that action. However, he brings down, in regards to legabe hotzoah sameis l'rishus harabim ayidei nochri, to take a nebuch, a dead body, out into the rishus harabim, so there we'll say in Simin Shin Yud Aleph that that is forbidden. Awesome. And he writes, Vav Shamogin Avraham Kosa b'shem Aran, shechomer isu melacha she'ena tzrich l'gufa, mishari sur the rabbanon, even though normally we hold that a iser over here of a malacha she'ena tzrich l'gufa is a strict iser. Nevertheless, ein lahatir b'shus d'shus, and normally we don't allow it to be permissible. Nevertheless, here near a she'ikor das a Shaar HaTzion sham ein okein. That's not the opinion of the Shaar HaTzion that we just brought down. However, ochein b'mokum she'ef shalom al nochri she'asis hamaisa b'shinoi. But if it's at all possible to tell the nochri to do it in a abnormal way and with a shinoi way, so then the bir halacha writes nochum lahasus kein. That would be preferable because l'das haramba malacha there are opinions that are stricter, and therefore, why not, if you can, take advantage of doing it with a shinoi and knocking it down, and it won't be an issur daraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of a Taz, he brings out the Taz. Taz says, Niruli, Tavka, it appears to me that specifically, B'yesh mamoshus tit ala beged, when there is substantive mud on the garment, ukishu megareid, shom oznoflim perura tit, and when you rub it off, it's going to have pieces of the mud crumble, then zed doma le tochen. That is similar to the issa of tochen, of grinding. However, avol, an ein shom ela mara hatit, there's only some sort of a recognizable imprint of where the mud used to be. There's a stain of some sort. And you're just going to get rid of the stain, so to say. There is no real mud over there. And the Taz says that that's not similar then to grinding. And therefore, if your garment is only a little bit dirty, and it doesn't really have excrement or any other type of waste on it, that's real substantive, but it's just the image of it. And it's dried. Then, in this situation, yochal legare b'tziporin, you would be allowed to go and scrape it off with your fingernail, or lahasir amare, and remove this image, this impression of where the mud was, kadesh yispalo b'nikiyos, so that you can daven in proper cleanliness. And he says, adkan l'shon ataz, this is the opinion of the Taz. And according to my humble opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, I'm not 100% sure if I agree with the Taz. Then he, maybe you could say, granted, there may not be an issue of tochein when you're just doing it on the remnant over here. However, nevertheless, you're going to try to here to clean the garment and to give it a shine. That it shouldn't have any image or any appearance still of the mud. And why is that not a problem of Malabin? So the Mishnah Berurah questions this heter, this kula of the Taz. And he says, and you can see there's a very long bir halacha over here, the ayin bir halacha she'arachnu b'zeh, and this is a complicated, long bir halacha. We won't go into it, but if you really want to have a full understanding of this, you should read the Chafetz Chaim's bir halacha, ein megaridin, over here, and you'll get a fuller understanding. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'da'od, you should know further, the parshut, it's plain and simple. Even according to the makel opinion of the Taz, ain't a mutter rak legara b'tziporin. You're only allowed to go and scrape it off with your fingernail. O lechasko mibefnim, or to rub it from the inside. Avo lechaskes mibechutz, but to rub it from the outside, even the Taz would say also bechol gabne. That is certainly not permissible. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, ein megardin, you're not allowed to go and scrape. And the Ramah says, besakin obetziporim, with a knife or with your fingernail, minol, a shoe. This is a discussion we had in yesterday's shir. And this is true, ben chadush ben yoshin. This is true, whether it's an old shoe or a new shoe. Mimesha kolei for or, v'heve memachik. Because you're going to scrape off some of the leather over here on the shoe, and that's going to be an issa of memachik, of rubbing it out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Zayin explains, "Afilu hayolov tit v'chavanoso lahasir atit." Even if there's mud on your shoe, and your sole reason for doing this is to remove the mud on your shoe, nevertheless, since you're going to scrape off some of the leather when you do this, the psik ratio, it's certainly going to happen. So you're invariably going to do this issur of mamachik. You're not allowed to do this. Sivkat Lamed Ches, you do this with a knife, besakin. Haynu afilu begav asakin. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is true, even with the dull part, the non-sharp part of the knife. Yalkein, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nachon lizor shiyasa barzel shilfnei beis haknesses. Therefore, in the discussion we had yesterday, we talked about that it was a very common custom they would have some sort of a metal in front of their shoes that a person could scrape their shoe off on the metal to get the mud off, so you shouldn't track the mud into the beis haknesses. Shemakanchim bo haminolim, that people would normally go and clean their shoes off on this metal bar, so av v'rocha v'lochad, and it was flat and it was thick and it certainly wasn't sharp. Nevertheless, you shouldn't do this according to this opinion. We had already discussed this previously, and we brought down there, Dirshu footnote number 40 reminds us, we brought down the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Shagam Barzel of Yesh Lachmir, even if it's a thick bar, not a sharp bar, you have to be Machmir, Shein Hu Garua Migavasakin, and it's no different than the back of the knife, which we didn't allow because of the concern over here of the Mamachik. So it's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, L'Kaneach B'Kosel Shari, but to ripe it against the wall is good, as we had the whole discussion in Yesh Shiv, Chanal, B'Siv Vav, and we had the different opinions over there, Ayin Shom over there. On that note, we will conclude today's shiur.